as for the money, the endorsement deals.
I think these companies have a great capacity to forgive, and I think the American public has a great capacity to forgive.
This is Jeff McKinney, WCCO Radio News. A time now, 4:02. We're going to shift gears. We're going to move away from CBS and go over to St. Paul Federal Court, where WCCO's Corey Kampscher is reporting for us on the Tom Petters trial. Corey, we're getting word now that we do have a verdict.
Yep, this just coming in, Jeff. Within the last probably 15 seconds, we have just learned that there is a verdict in the Tom Petters case. We don't know what it is yet. I think it's going to be a couple minutes here before it's read. Here's how it's going to play out. The Judge Richard Kyle has said he will not give a very long notice by the time the jurors have reached a verdict to when it's read in an open courtroom. He said it'll be about 5 minutes. So we're expecting that verdict to be read in 5 minutes. And most of the media is downstairs on the first floor in a jury assembly room. And upstairs inside the courtroom, there will be some media members. There will be some family members. But Petters, of course, is being held here at the federal courthouse in St. Paul. And he will be brought into the courtroom here. And they have a live closed-circuit feed of the courtroom down here onto the first floor in the jury assembly room. So, Jeff, right, we will be able to bring you, as accounts are read, all 20 of them,
all right,
in real time.
Very good. So you're in a situation where you have a video feed of what's going on in the courtroom. You're not in the courtroom, but you have a video feed. You can't record or broadcast that feed to us. This is federal court, after all. But
right,
what you are able to do is give us what, in essence, is a play-by-play. As the verdicts are read, you can relay to us on the air, yep, what those verdicts are.
Yep. We're not able, because of Minnesota state law, to play that audio on the air, but I can, as the verdicts are read in open court, relay those messages to you as we go through all 20 counts of mail and wire fraud and conspiracy and money laundering.
Yeah.
But again,
well, here, I'll tell you what, educate me now so I know what the best thing for us to do at this moment is. You're saying within a couple of minutes, probably, we're going to get into this reading? If that's,
yep,
the case, I'm just going to keep you right here, and we're going to talk about what's at stake here. Is that pretty much the way you understand it, a couple of minutes away?
Yeah. And Eric Escola is just arrived, so I think he may go upstairs, and we're going to be down here. And so, yeah, Jeff, we'll be able to exactly explain to you as it's read in real time, guilty or not guilty on all 20 counts. So it's been
all right,
about 32 hours now.
32 hours of deliberations, 20 counts, so obviously very involved deliberations for these people. They were very conscientious, these seven women and five men. Talk about some of the counts, and talk about those counts in terms of their essences. In other words, in essence, what is he charged with?
Okay, Jeff, he's charged with 10 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of mail fraud, 2 counts of conspiracy, 6 counts of money laundering. And beyond that, now, and I'm looking up here, Jeff, and I'll continue to,
sure,
give you a play-by-play.
No, everybody understands this is very live radio here, so...
And as,
do as you must.
More and more people gather inside that courtroom, Petters has yet to, we'll be able to see Petters' reaction as they're read as well.
So. All right, so Corey, you got there today. You have not been covering the trial on a daily basis, but as you got there today, obviously the rest of the press corps was thinking today could be the day. They've been thinking that for the last couple of days. Today, in fact, is the day. What seems to be the general consensus among the press corps there as regards his chances of getting off, either partially or fully? I presume that the chances are not seen as being all that great.
Not good whatsoever. To be very honest with you, not good whatsoever. I talked to one newspaper reporter who somebody had said, well, I don't know if he's going to be found guilty. And he said, were you in the same trial I was in? Because in talking with a lot of them, they said the biggest damaging evidence against Tom Petters was those secretly recorded conversations in which Petters admits that he was able to get away with this a 3.65 Ponzi scheme, million-dollar Ponzi, billion-dollar Ponzi,
yeah,
scheme,
billion with a B,
many, many years.
Okay, but the essence of his defense is that I was the man who ran this company from on high. I had certain distractions, including the sudden and violent death of my son overseas. He was stabbed to death while in Italy. I had those distractions. I was not the man who ran this company on an hour-to-hour, day-to-day basis. My underlings did that, and my underlings are the ones who did this. And yet the company is the eponymous company. It's called the Tom Petters Companies. And so that makes it more difficult, doesn't it? Because the very name of the companies makes it seem as though he is closely tied to whatever it is that's going on there.
Right, and as you mentioned, Jeff, Tom Petters blames his associates who have pled guilty and have testified in the case against Petters here at the trial in St. Paul, saying he was a mastermind. Petters saying no, you know, especially after the death of his son, that he was really out of it. He didn't know anything that was going on. He was completely unaware of it. And during the course of the trial, it said that he had become suspicious, and right before the raid, the federal raid, was just about to launch his own investigation.
Launch his own investigation or go to the feds himself?
Yep.
Yep, go to the feds himself?
No, he had said that he was about to launch his own investigation to figure out what was happening.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, and that didn't play well with the people with whom you've spoken. That didn't seem to hold a lot of water for them.
I think the biggest thing with at least the people that I've been talking with here are those recorded audio tape phone conversations of Petters admitting, saying, I can't believe we got away with this for this long. You know, nobody's going to get in trouble. We'll get out of this. And admitting that. And that's the biggest thing that seems to resonate with the media members. Is that
all right? Sure. Yeah, it's resonating with media members. This is Corey Capture, WCCO Radio's Corey Capture. He is at federal court in St. Paul, and they are about to, is our understanding, read the verdicts in the Tom Petters Ponzi scheme trial, and what a Ponzi scheme it was, amounting to about $3.65 billion. This news today is brought to you by Globe University. I should say that. And I also should say that this is the Michelle Tafoya Show, and Michelle Tafoya has been here talking about this case often through the weeks leading up to today.
And, yeah, and you have too. I mean, all of you have been covering this thing, like, you know, incredibly closely, and we're glad to have this. I'm all over the internet right now, and as far as I know, no one else is reporting what Corey's just reporting to us, that the verdict is due out any minute. So we're ahead of this story, I hope, and that's what we try to do here. So we're just, Corey, what do you think? So you are in a separate room from the room where the verdict will be read, but you have access to the reading.
Yeah, how the setup here, Michelle, is in federal court, the Tom Petters is up on the seventh floor. That's where Judge Richard Kyle's courtroom is, on the seventh floor. Media members are allowed in there, as well as family members of Petters or whoever else, the public that wants to see this. But we are downstairs on the first floor of the federal courthouse, and in the jury assembly room. It's just a large conference room type that has big screens in it, and it has a camera focused directly on Tom Petters. And there we will be able to hear, as the verdicts are read in all 20 counts, if he is guilty or not guilty, and we will be able to see Petters' reaction to the verdict, whatever it may be.
He's not in there quite yet, you're saying, right?
No, he is not in there, not yet. Okay. I can see there's probably a half dozen to 10 media members, some other public people that are in the courtroom. As of now, Tom Petters has not entered the courtroom. Neither has his attorneys, who are John Holtman and Paul Eng. Yeah. The U.S. attorneys have not entered the room either. So,
okay, very good. Corey, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to break away, and as they say in the radio business, we're going to take care of a little business, and we will be right back with you. Now, you have been told that a verdict has been reached in the Tom Petters case, and that they'll be reading this verdict very, very shortly?
Yeah, yes. All throughout the trial, Jeff McKinney, Judge Richard Kyle had said there will be no warning.
Okay, listen, I'll tell you. All right, very good. No warning. Just a few minutes now. We got Eric Escala. You want to go to Eric? All right, Eric Escala is in the courtroom. All right,
I'm
Eric.
I'm on the seventh floor.
You're on the seventh floor. Okay. And you're getting the same information up there also, I presume, and I hope that there has been a verdict reached.
The verdict was reached at 4 p.m. They have the U.S. attorneys, prosecutors are in the courtroom, as are some spectators, and they're awaiting the arrival of John Holtman and Paul Eng, who are two of Tom Petters' attorneys. We haven't seen Tom Petters, as Corey said, enter the courtroom as yet.
Okay, I tell you what, we're going to put you on hold too, Eric, and we have Corey on hold, and we will monitor both of you fellows, and we're going to break away, take care of a couple of things, and then we will come back, and we certainly are not going to be missing this reading of the verdict, which was reached about 12 minutes ago. in the Tom Petters $3.65 billion Ponzi scheme trial. So that trial coming to an end in the next few minutes, and we'll have it here live on WCCO Radio. So we break away. We'll be right back. And Jeff McKinney, News Radio 830 WCCO. The time now 4:16. I'm here on the Michelle Tafoya Show. She also is here. 16 minutes ago, verdicts were reached in the Tom Petters case, the $3.65 billion Ponzi scheme case. And Corey Kampscher is in federal court for us. And Corey, what are you going to be able to do? Are you going to be able to give us a live play-by-play as these verdicts come down?
Well, we just found out that we are able to talk. We're not able to record anything, obviously, because of Minnesota state law, or take any photos, which is completely understandable.
But you can give us live coverage as the verdicts come down.
Exactly. I can do that. We just found that out. They originally came in and said, no, turn off all your devices, and now they have said no recording and no photographs.
So there was a hue and cry set up by the reporters. You weren't about to let that happen.
There was some unpleasant media members.
Good Lord.
Good for you all. It seems ridiculous to me that you shouldn't be able to report this as it happens, so I'm glad you guys stood up for it.
Yeah, I think what they're concerned about is, camera phones. Okay, now the courtroom, they have just stood. Tom Petters is in the courtroom, as well as his attorney, John Hopeman.
Let's just let Corey talk now. Corey, give us a description of everything that's happening, and we'll be quiet for you.
And they're just rising as the judge and jury now come into the room. And now Petters has just, as well as everyone in the courtroom, has just sat down. Petters is standing there, or rather sitting there with his chin on his, he's got his hands on the table, and so far the judge is just giving instructions to the jury at this point. As you can probably hear some of that, and hopefully that's not audible.
And is he instructing the jury on how they are supposed to proceed with the readings of the verdicts?
Yep, he is surrounded by his attorneys. About a half-packed courtroom, mostly with media members at this point.
Can you interpret anything from the look on his face?
Petters just with his head and his hand, and is making a fist with his hand and just putting his head in that. Okay. I'm being told I have to keep it down just a little bit.
Okay, well, we can hear you. We can always turn you up on this end. Just whisper. Don't raise the ire of anyone who can turn your phone off. We don't need that. So Corey Kampscher is giving us a play-by-play of the verdicts as they are read today. And there are going to be multiple verdicts, right?
Jeff, count 1 and 2 guilty. Count 4 guilty, 5 guilty, 6 guilty, 7 guilty. 8 is guilty. 9 is guilty. Count 10 is guilty. 11, 12, and 13 guilty. 16 through 20, the money laundering count, are all guilty, as is count 15. All 20 counts guilty.
All right.
Wow.
Do we know what kind of time?
No reaction from Tom Petters whatsoever.
And he has been found guilty on all 20 counts as Tom Petters. This trial going about 3 weeks prior to the jury getting it. The jury had deliberated for what, Corey, about 30 hours?
Yep, about 32 hours. 4:30 would have been 32 hours, so about 31 and a half hours. The verdict came in right at 4 o'clock today.
All right, and it came back.
One of Petters' attorney now leaning over and whispering something to Petters. Again, absolutely no reaction from Petters whatsoever.
Tom Petters guilty on all counts. So clearly they believe, Michelle, the jury believed none of this, that Tom Petters had no idea what was going on at the Tom Petters companies.
Well, so next thing would be then the administering of a sentence. Do we know when sentencing will be yet, Corey?
We're going to, usually announced right here. Let me see here. And they're just polling now the jury members.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So again, very little reaction from Butters. In fact, the same pose as when he first walked in, just leaned up on the table with his head resting on his hand. So, no
registering reaction. Absolutely no emotion whatsoever at this, as though he was prepared for this to happen.
The jury is in, Petters and his attorneys have now stood up. Some people are now leaving the courtroom, as is the jury, I presume. But again, we'll continue to watch Petters, but there has been...
You know...
Some of the attorneys, or both attorneys, are going up to the bench here. Jeff and Michelle, Eric is standing by here, and I'll hand it over to Eric.
Okay. WC says Eric Esla also there.
Yeah, as far as the sentence is concerned for Tom Petters, who has remained, I would say, very stoic during this. The jury didn't look at Petters during the reading of the verdict, but he has remained with his hand, you know, his chin, seated. Sentencing will occur after a pre-sentence investigation, but, you know, as in the Bernie Madoff situation, that the 20 counts can be served consecutively currently. So he's looking at a good chunk of time, obviously.
So his prison exposure could range from multiple years, obviously, to life and then some.
I think life is he could serve the rest of his life in prison, sure.
Quite easily.
Yes, indeed, and there will be a pre-sentence investigation done, so sentencing won't be carried out today. This jury may have one further activity, and that is to do the forfeiture of $34 million in Tom Petters' assets. Petters can decide to have this jury do it or ask the court to do it, and it's not really clear which way Petters will go, if he wants the jury to decide the forfeiture issues, assets, as I say, $34 million or not. So, well, that's another aspect of this. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, Eric, you're talking about just how stoic Tom Petters has been through this process of going 20 for 20, guilty on all counts. Were his family members in there able to maintain that same stoicism?
I didn't see. I don't know if there were family members. The typical group that has been here was not in the courtroom.
So even when it came down to the verdicts being read, they were not in there with him?
Didn't see them.
Okay, very good. WCCO's Eric Escala, WCCO's Corey Kampscher. They're at the courthouse, the federal courthouse in St. Paul, and Tom Petters has been found guilty on all counts. He was facing 20 counts. He's been found guilty on all 20 counts.